Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show, coming to you the morning of Game 3 of this first-round best-of-seven series between the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Panthers took both games in Tampa to start the series, so they find themselves up 2-0. The Panthers a chance to take a commanding 3-0 series lead if they can get this first one at home today. Going to be a fun one for a number of different reasons. If you recall, the last time the Panthers had a home Stanley Cup playoff game, well, things went really well. It was June 24th. It was Game 7, Stanley Cup Final. Panthers won the whole thing. That was the last time the Panthers played a home playoff game, so looking to recapture some of that magic here this afternoon. A 1 o'clock face-off, Panthers and the Lightning from Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise. 12:30 is Panthers preview across the radio network. Lots to get to here in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Again, Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. We'll hit the housekeeping notes first. If you're going to tune in this afternoon, Miami-Dade and Broward County listeners find us on AM 790 WAXY. In the Palm Beaches, you can find us on 1230 The Gambler and Real Radio 92.1. You can find us at Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. You can find us at 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, we are going to be beaming across North America on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio Channel 91 this afternoon. So again, lots of different ways you can find the broadcast this afternoon. That's if you can't make it out here to Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And, of course, you can also take all the guesswork out of it. Get the Panthers app. Hit that radio button in the top right corner, and you'll get our broadcast each and every game. So the Panthers back on home ice here today. Game 4 on Monday night also here in Sunrise. That's a 7 o'clock face-off with a 6:30 pregame. And wherever you join us on the radio network today, you can find us coming up on Monday night as well. So that's your where to listen, where the game's taking place, when the game's taking place. We have you all set there. As far as this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, coming up over the course of the next hour, we'll look back at the week that was as the Panthers got the Stanley Cup playoffs going. They were the last series to get going, this Sunshine State showdown between the Panthers and the Lightning, but Panthers wasted no time picking up a couple of wins to start the 7-game series. So we'll relive the week that was. We'll look back at that. We'll look back at the first 2 games. We'll have some sound coming your way from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, some recap sound from games 1 and 2, and then looking ahead to today's action. Coming up next segment, Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald will be stopping by. We'll chat all things Panthers with him. Does a great job covering the Panthers and, well, all sorts of things for the Miami Herald, so a chance to catch up with Jordan on the other side. And then later on in the hour, we will again take a look at this one today, the Panthers and the Lightning, with some sound from yesterday after the Panthers had their media availability. We're able to get the thoughts from Nico Mikkola and Evan Rodriguez on the matchup, so we'll hear from them coming up later on in the hour. A couple of 2024 Stanley Cup champions who'd love to add another one to their mantle here this year. Still a long ways to go in this playoff run, but the Panthers are off to a really nice start, picking up a couple of wins. Some other news and notes as we get ready for game number 3 here today. Of course, Aaron Ekblad eligible to return for the Panthers today, so certainly a welcome re-addition to the Panthers lineup there, and a deep team could get deeper. A team that's already deep could get even deeper with Aaron Ekblad set to return to the Panthers lineup today. After practice yesterday, Paul Maurice did say, as far as Alexander Barkov's status, he took that illegal hit from Brandon Hagel. More on that in a moment. Took that hit a couple of nights ago, and Paul Maurice said during the media availability yesterday that they weren't ruling him out, but they weren't clearing him to go either. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see on the captain, Alexander Barkov, for this afternoon's action. On that note, though, Brandon Hagel was handed a 1-game suspension from the NHL's Department of Player Safety for that illegal hit, absolutely uncalled for. Barkov didn't have the puck, and Brandon Hagel threw a hard hit on him in the game the other night. It was a 5-minute major for interference at the time that it took place, and they've tacked on some supplemental discipline to it there. So Brandon Hagel, one of the top offensive players on this Tampa Bay team, 30-goal scorer, 90-point guy during the regular season, he will not play for the Lightning this afternoon. So a big loss for them in that department. So Couple of news and notes there as we get set for today's action. It's the Panthers and the Lightning, and the puck will drop here at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise at 1 o'clock. Should mention I am right now inside doing the Panthers Insider Show inside of an empty Amerant Bank Arena, an empty, quiet Amerant Bank Arena, but that won't be the case in a few hours when we start to see a lot of you big Panthers fans out there who start to trickle in. Then, of course, about 4 hours from now when we get set to drop the puck, it's going to be an electric atmosphere here this afternoon, and we are certainly looking forward to it. Your Cats are on the hunt for the 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs. Wear red, join the hunt. Gear up today with official Panthers playoff merchandise. Grab your Panthers playoff tees, caps, hoodies, and more. Go to flateamshop.com to purchase. And remember, you get your 50-50 raffle tickets presented by AutoNation. For every Panthers home game, when you come out to the arena, see a member of the Panther Patrol. flapanthers5050.com is where you can go online to get those 50-50 tickets presented by AutoNation. And the winner will be chosen third period today. So you can jump in on that. And without further ado, let's get into looking back at the week that was now. The Panthers, of course, kicked off the Stanley Cup playoffs back on Tuesday night in Tampa. And the Panthers convincingly took Game 1. Why don't we go back and relive the highlights from that Game 1 victory. The Panthers knocked off the Lightning 6-2 to open up the series back on Tuesday. Now, actually, you know what? Before we get into the highlights, Dan Day back in the studio, I did have a chance to ask Paul Maurice this before the 6-2 win. Ask Paul Maurice if going into this playoff year, things felt any differently than previous years.
Well, it's different every year, but certainly 2 years ago, there was this kind of Christmassy feeling because we had just got the present 2 days earlier. So there was that. And then last year, we had had a pretty solid run straight through. We knew that's more like this year. There's a business feeling about this. So you never like your morning skate in your last practice. You want them to be good, but you don't want that euphoria where guys are flying around because they don't have an understanding necessarily of what the start of this game is going to feel like. I think these guys have a complete understanding of it. It's going to be very fast, very physical, but it's also going to be very, very smart. Both teams know now their power plays are too good, and a lack of discipline in this series will cost the series.
Those were thoughts from Paul Maurice before Game 1, talking about how things felt going into this playoff year, maybe compared to previous. So the Panthers dove into the Stanley Cup playoffs in a big way, as I mentioned. Now let's get to those highlights from the Game 1 victory. It was a 6-2 win for the Panthers back on Tuesday night in Tampa, and here's how it sounded on the Panthers Radio Network. There's Mackie Samuskevich, right wing side, feeds one in front, Sam Bennett, poked that goal, he scores! Sam Bennett jams it home, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead less than 4 minutes in. Sam Bennett bolting to the net. It was lobbed toward the net by Samuskevich, and Bennett bats that airborne puck home, and the Panthers are on the board first. Markov to Mikkola. Mikkola down behind the net. This one rims around. Far side. It's Reinhardt and out of Verhaeghe. Right side. Long shot. Kulikov tip. They score. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Sam Reinhardt dashing to the front of the net. Gets a stick on it. And the Panthers are up one with 44.7 seconds to go here in the first period.
Geeky will leave it back behind the Lightning net to Perbix here in the near corner. Down to our right. Lilleberg. Over to the far boards. Bennett took it away out front. A chance and a save. Eslovskin marks on the rebound. They score, and it's Nate Schmidt there to jam it home. Nate Schmidt got to the blue paint, got to the puck first, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. Panthers cruise in here along the near side. Barkov, Reinhardt in front. A chance, and they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk on the power play. 4-1 Panthers. Welcome back to the lineup, Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers now lead by a trio. They make the Lightning pay. Samuskevich down for Barkov, right circle, along the goal line to the front of the net. It's loose. Tkachuk with it, a shot, and he scores! Matthew Tkachuk put it to the net. That one took a bounce over the line, and the Panthers take a 5-1 lead. Another power play goal, and two in the game for Matthew Tkachuk. Barkov out of the circle, behind the net, taken there by Tkachuk, right side into the circle. Matthew Tkachuk, two goals in the game, both on the power play to Nate Schmidt. A shot, and he scores! A power play goal!
What a snapshot that was from Nate Schmidt. 6-2 Panthers, 2 in the game for Schmidt. 6-2 the final here tonight as the final horn sounds. The Panthers take game one here in Tampa, and the Panthers lead this first round best of seven series 1-0. So the highlights there from the win back on Tuesday in Tampa. Panthers won it convincingly, 6-2 the final. Matthew Tkachuk missed the last 25 games of the regular season with an injury and got back in a big way on Tuesday night. Couple of goals, a three-point game for him to help lead the way offensively. Both of his goals came on the power play where the Panthers were absolutely dominant. Nate Schmidt scored a couple of goals. That would be a continuing story going into game number two. And then, of course, the goal late in the first period, the Sam Reinhart deflection goal, that might have been one of the bigger turning points in the hockey game. Those late period goals can be so big when you get them. Sam Reinhart gave the Panthers a 2-1 lead through one period of play with that goal late in the first. And as I had a chance to chat with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, I asked him in regards to the game one win how the Sam Reinhart goal might have changed things in that one.
Well, we liked our start, had gotten up one, and we had just about killed that penalty. So we get to even, which is probably fair in the way the first period was played. And then to go first period, you come in with an advantage. You feel good about your game. Like, if you're in a game, I didn't feel there was a lot of offense for either team in that game, and we're fine with that. If you are trading back and forth and you've got a 2-1 lead out first, you feel good, but you know there's 10 more chances coming. I think we felt fairly tight first period. We have the lead. Our template is right in how we want to play this game.
Yeah, the two teams only combined for about 39 shots on goal in the game back on Tuesday, but the Panthers were extremely opportunistic and cashed in on six occasions, winning game one by a 6-2 score. So we went off to game number two then on Thursday night in Tampa, and well, it was a lower scoring affair, but again, the Panthers came out on top. Here are the highlights from the 2-0 win in game two in Tampa. Now one-timer and they score, and it's Nate Schmidt. Two goals in game one, and he rips one home here. A one-timer from Nate Schmidt. He was set up by Reinhart, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead with 15:45 to play here in the first. Hedman up the far side, got by Hagel. Jones bats it the other way, 9 seconds. Now in go the Lightning. It bounced away from Kucherov at center ice. Bennett, long shot of the empty net. He scores! Sam Bennett on the empty net. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 2.9 seconds to go here in the third period. And the puck is down. The final horn sounds. And the Panthers take both games in Tampa to start the series. The Panthers win it 2-0. A 19-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead in this first-round best-of-seven series. So the Panthers winning 2-0 back on Thursday night. And for Sergei Bobrovsky, his fourth career playoff shutout with the win there. So the Panthers getting the 2-0 victory, a 2-0 lead in the series. They take both in Tampa and now shift their focus to today's game here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And here's Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, speaking during the media availability yesterday on what this first playoff game back home will feel like.
The energy that you get from the home crowd, it's really important. We're a good road team in the playoffs, and that for me is just the connection in the room. You get out on the bench and the building is loud for the other team. The only thing you've got is those guys on the bench and how connected they are, how much they talk to each other when things get greasy on the ice. Are they cheering for them? Are they engaged with each other? That's how you survive the road. And then at home, you crack a bar and the crowd goes nuts, you feel better about yourself. Right, like you get something close to the net, you get that juice and the energy, and you need it because you can't run on the road for the entire run. You got to get that home crowd. We have our last playoff memory at home is pretty good here, so it should be a good building tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, that was yesterday during his media availability, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and he said it right there. The last time the Panthers played a home playoff game, it was a pretty good night for the Panthers, and, well, the biggest night in Florida Panthers history, as a matter of fact. June 24th, Game 7, Stanley Cup Final, Panthers winning and getting their first Stanley Cup in team history. Again, that was last spring. Well, I guess it would have been summer by the true definition by the time that game was played. Panthers fans, listen up. The only way to score season tickets for next season by joining the Panthers Territory Membership Waitlist. It's your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, hire your spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Get your priority spot in line for season tickets now. FloridaPanthers.com/waitlist is where to go, or call 954-835-PUCK. First order of business, though, today's Game 3. Panthers and the Lightning from Amerant Bank Arena here in Sunrise. Panthers looking to take a 3-0 lead in this first-round best-of-seven series if they can get the job done here today. It's going to be a 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network, so we're getting you set here on Panthers Insider. We'll take a little bit of a breather, and then we'll come back and jump on the air at 12:30 and get you all set up for the drop of the puck. So, busy morning into the early afternoon here for us, but it's going to be a great day. Game 3, Panthers and the Lightning. This first-round series continues coming up this afternoon. We continue here on Panthers Insider next. Jordan McPherson, he was on hand for both of the two games over in Tampa, does a great job covering the Panthers for the Miami Herald, covers lots of things for the Miami Herald. We'll chat with him coming up on the other side, talking all things Panthers with Jordan McPherson coming up in just a moment, and then some sound later on from Nico Mikla and Evan Rodriguez as the Panthers get set for today's game against the Lightning. Jordan McPherson joins us next. Dan Day's on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plake. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. And a quick turnaround for us here on Panthers Insider, because 1 o'clock, we're dropping the puck. Game 3 today as the series shifts to Amerant Bank Arena, the Sunshine State Showdown. The Panthers a 2-0 lead in this first-round best-of-seven series, coming off a hard-fought 2-0 win over the Lightning in Tampa back on Thursday. So the Panthers go over to Tampa. They take both to start the series, coming home up 2-0. First home playoff game for the Panthers since Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. So many different subplots. Aaron Ekblad set to be able to return for this one. So again, lots of different storylines going into this game today. Game 3, Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Again, Doug Plagans here with you. And who better to chat about it with than Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, who was out there in Tampa for the first two games of the series, does a great job covering the Panthers and all kinds of things here in the South Florida sports scene. Jordan, thanks so much for stopping by. And, well, like I said there, first home playoff game for the Panthers since Game 7 of the Cup Final. You have to be looking forward to this one, too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the last time they were on home ice for the playoff game, ended pretty well, ended pretty nice. So to have that first home game back on home ice after winning the Stanley Cup last year and having a great start to the series, I mean, going up 2-0 on Tampa is huge. I mean, like you mentioned, with Aaron Ekblad returning for Game 3, my thought process was they had to at least get a split in Tampa to feel good about themselves going back on the home ice to take the first two games, and not just take them, but take them the way they did, playing Panthers hockey, playing that style that they like to play, being heavy with the forecheck, being heavy with the defense, not really giving Tampa's offense, which was one of the best in the league this year, really much of anything through those first two games. They played stellar, and now they're getting Aaron Ekblad back to even bolster that defense even more. They have Sergei Bobrovsky already playing in peak playoff Bob mode. There's a lot to like about what they did in the first two, and now they just have to try to carry that on to home ice.
Yeah, I want to expand on a few of those points that you just made there as we cruise along. And again, thanks for stopping by. And the Panthers and the Lightning today, 1 o'clock for Game 3 at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. 12:30 across the Panthers Radio Network is when we get things started with Panthers Preview. And a quick programming note, if you're listening Miami-Dade and Broward counties, find us on AM 790 WAXY for the action coming up this afternoon. Elsewhere, though, Real Radio 92.1 of the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, the Panthers app, SiriusXM app, Channel 931, lots of different places to listen, Jordan, to tell everybody this time of the year, consume Panthers hockey in mass quantities because it's good for you this time of the year especially. And that means reading Jordan's stuff in the Miami Herald as well. Go and check it out. But Jordan, turning back the clock a little bit, because obviously 2 games into a playoff series, Panthers have a 2-0 lead, but heading down the stretch, the Panthers were
doing a bit of a juggling act. They had some players in and out of the lineup. They had some players that needed to heal up, as Paul Maurice said, with a few things. They were working in some new faces, trying some different combinations. They were playing 7 games in 11 nights to close out the regular season. No shortage of back-to-backs for the Panthers heading down the stretch. They played a lot of close games, and Paul Maurice reiterated through that time. He liked the way the team's game looked defensively. Everything was in the right place. The game was trending the way they wanted it to as they were getting closer and closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They didn't get the win-loss results maybe that they wanted to down the stretch, but at the same time, how impressed were you with the way this team navigated that final chapter of the regular season and got itself ready through everything I just mentioned there?
Yeah, no, it was great. And as, like you mentioned, they were maneuvering through a lot of things. And the two key factors that I was always looking back on after they clinched their playoff spot was, A, how are they going to make sure they're in their best position in terms of the way they wanted to play their game and also their health? And B, what is this lineup actually going to look like when it's at full strength? Because you have to remember, Aaron Ekblad out for 20 games, the final 18 regular season plus the first two of the playoffs. Dmitry Kulikov missed a month. That Matthew Tkachuk guy had been out since mid-February. He had not played a single game with Brad Marchand, with Nico Sturm, with Seth Jones. He didn't play with any of those new guys. And with Matthew Tkachuk gone, that put a lot of moving parts onto that second line. There wasn't the stability that you were looking for. So games 1 and 2 were the first chance to see what the forward lines were going to fully look like with Matthew Tkachuk in the lineup. You already had a lot to like about the defensive core with Seth Jones being able to fill the Aaron Ekblad spot in the top pair with Gustav Forsling. Now when you move into game 3, where you're presumably going to have Gus and Ekblad together, and then move Seth Jones down with Nico Mikkola, and then be able to have Dmitry Kulikov back on the third pairing, which is what they were using in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, and we saw how that worked out when they were able to finally start utilizing that depth. You finally see the full Florida Panthers, and you were able to see it in spurts during that stretch down the road to end the regular season when the record may not have reflected it, but it also didn't reflect who this Florida Panthers team is in the playoffs because it wasn't the full roster. Now that you have everyone together, you're starting to see and you're starting to be able to get those glimpses and those reminders of just what this Florida Panthers team is, just the talent they have, the depth they have. I mean, their fourth line from the entire regular season is their scratches. I mean, Jonah Gadjevich, AJ Greer, and Tomas Nosek, your fourth line for basically the entire year. Those are your three healthy scratches. That just says so much about where this team is depth-wise, where this team is confidence-wise, and especially when you compare it to the last two runs that they had in the Cup Finals. They can roll 5 forward lines. They can roll 4 defense pairings. And they know that they have what it takes, and they know they have the pieces to do it, and they showcase it in games 1 and 2.
Jordan McPherson, Miami Herald, here with us, and you bring up a point that I've been really driving home quite a bit, but you look at the matchup going into the series, and I know it was one that, you know, there have been a lot of folks out there who've said that the winner of this series might be the team that has the inside track to make a run back to a Stanley Cup final. Obviously, a lot would have to happen between now and then, but certainly would do wonders for either one of these teams, whoever is able to come out of this series, and the Panthers have the 2-0 lead. But if you stack the two teams up against each other, if we're going from the top, you've got, you know, two of the best general managers in the game. You've got two future Hall of Fame head coaches. You've got two future Hall of Fame goaltenders. You've got top 6 forwards on both sides that, you know, you have a number of guys that are on a potential future Hall of Fame type of track. We're talking about that kind of collective talent involved in this matchup. But, Jordan, you mentioned the depth the Panthers have up front. And you and I talked about this a little bit off the air. But did you see coming into the series maybe third, fourth, and in the case you mentioned, even going 5 lines deep, that bottom 6 forward group might be what could ultimately swing this thing in the Panthers' favor? Did you see that as maybe the biggest separator coming into the series?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, when the Florida Panthers are able to have a third line of Anton Lundell centering Etu Louis-Dryan and Brad Marchand.
All former cup winners.
And watching how Anton Lundell had navigated through the past 2 playoff runs and teams throwing their top line against them, hoping to have the matchup advantage. And then Lundell's line figures it out. I mean, we saw it last year when it was Vladimir Tarasenko on that right wing. We saw it the year before when Sam Reinhardt was on that wing. Now you have Brad Marchand, and it opens so many possibilities for the Panthers if that third line is able to hold steady and able to take the matchups that it's given, it opens the door for that top six, for the Barkov line or the Bennett line to be able to get its own advantageous matchup. And the Panthers, when they have those advantageous matchups, they find ways to capitalize. They've definitely done that, and they know what they're doing. And then, again, you look at their fourth line right now. You have Nico Sturm, who is a faceoff winner, a penalty killer, knows how to work the defensive side. Then you have Evan Rodriguez and Jesper Boqvist. That line could be a third line on so many different teams in the, around this league. And that's your fourth line. It's a group that's gritty defensively, but also has a lot of speed and a lot of scoring pop on the wings. So much potential there to have to be able to have that full 200-foot game, where a lot of times, I mean, even looking back to last year when you had, when you're rotating either Ryan Lomberg or the Jonah Gadjevich, where their goal is just be the bruisers, be the physicality, be that little, be the spark plugs. This line can do that and also has so much extra scoring potential than most four lines in the league. And that's a dangerous thing for a team that, when everything's going right and it's able to execute its forecheck, it's able to execute its zone possession, its puck possession, to be able to have, know that all four lines are able to score and you're able to balance it in terms of both number of shifts and time on ice, where those bottom six guys can help give your top six guys rest when needed. I mean, look at game one. Kachuk's line, the Ben and Kachuk line, they only play about 12 minutes. And that was big because Kachuk's returned from game one. So the Marchand, Lundell, Lewis, Ryan line was able to eat up some extra minutes, eat up some extra shifts down the stretch and not see a drop-off.
Yeah, the Sturm line, too, you mentioned, especially in those first couple of games in Tampa, with the Panthers not having the luxury of the last change. They were faced with some pretty difficult matchups throughout the game, and they handled it perfectly fine. It just shows that not only offensive depth, but defensive depth that Paul Maurice has as far as those forwards. And you mentioned Evan Rodriguez, too. You could make the case that in the Cup Final last year, that was the Panthers' best player, maybe. You could make the case for that. He was that good in that series, and the Panthers have him. And we know Evan can slot up and down the lineup, can play both wings, can play in the middle. He can play anywhere you need him to. And the fact that he was starting the series on the fourth line with Nico Sturm and Jesper Boqvist just is a real luxury for this Panthers group, who's getting ready to head into game three today, a 1 o'clock faceoff. Panthers lead the series 2-0. So why don't we focus on the first two games? What worked, Jordan? What'd you think? Two games that looked very different from each other. There's no question about that. And if we kind of combine them into one block, the Panthers won convincingly in game one. Andrei Vasilevsky didn't have his best stuff in that one, but the Panthers were opportunistic, capitalized, did what they had to do, and I thought that Reinhardt goal at the end of the first shaped that game, really gave the Panthers the upper hand. And then going into game two, you knew Tampa Bay was going to come out with some fire. They did. The Panthers and Sergei Bobrovsky weathered that storm early on. Nate Schmidt got the early goal and wound up being all the Panthers would need by the time the evening was over with. You look at these first two biggest factors that have impressed you for the Panthers in picking up back-to-back wins to start the series.
Yeah, I would say from that game one was that it was the formula for how you get past Andrei Vasilevsky. Tips, deflections, redirects, getting in front of him, screening him, doing whatever you can to get his eyes away from the puck, because we know how otherworldly Andrei Vasilevsky is. I mean, look back at that 2022 series when Panthers got swept in round two. He only gave up 3 goals over the 4 games. The Panthers learned that they need to do whatever they can to get his attention away from the puck however they can. They did that in game one. Game two was the defensive structure showcasing itself. I mean, the Lightning had, I believe it was 61 shot attempts. Only 19 of those got on net. The Panthers blocked 20 shots. The Lightning, I think they missed 20. They had 22 shots either go wide or high. And then you got to give it up for the penalty kill. I mean, it's 7-for-8 in the first two games. The one time the Tampa scored, we came with, I think, 3 seconds left, 3 or 4 seconds left on the penalty kill. Panthers were only giving up 6 shots on goal when playing a man down on 8 penalty kills. That is fantastic. Obviously, they need to avoid being in the box as much as they have those first two games, but the confidence they have knowing that when they are a man down, they can hold strong. And that's where the additions of Jones, of Sturm, of Marchand have come into such a big benefit for this team, because it added 3 more guys to their rotations. It makes it so that you only have to bring Barkov and Reinhardt out there maybe once, because you can throw Marchand and Lundell out there, Lewis, Ryan, and Sturm. You can bring out other guys and make sure that Barkov isn't eating up as many minutes on the penalty kill when you're going to need him at 5-on-5, potentially on the power play. And then playoff Bob has been playoff Bob already. Only 2 goals allowed through through the two games, and both of them coming in that first game, one of them on a power play, and then one of them just a quick shot when they were already up 5-1. So they just are showing so many of the characteristics of last year's team already. Again, it's two games. It's a two-game sample size. We obviously need to see how things go as they progress, but what they have done through the first two games showed the variety of ways they can win and just how their style of being that physical, heavy forecheck is going to work dividends if they're able to continue it.
Jordan McPherson, Miami Herald, here with us. A couple more before we let you get going here, Jordan, but I want to take it off the ice a little bit. You have your finger on the pulse of everything here in South Florida, and for the fourth time in 5 years, we're getting the Panthers and the Lightning in a playoff series. I can tell from my vantage point, there's great buzz. People look forward to it in our region, and it seems like from afar, when people, if their team that they are a fan of or if their team that they cover is not playing, they want to watch the Panthers and the Lightning. It's a series that's gotten that kind of intrigue. For you, your finger on the pulse of everything, what kind of attention does this bring to the sport of hockey down here in this region when you get these two teams tangling in the playoffs and with the expectations always being so high for both teams? These are two teams that are contenders now, and they'll continue to be.
Yeah, that last part you said, I think, is the key, the fact that they are contenders. I mean, the last 5 years, either the Lightning or the Panthers have represented the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup Final. They've gotten three cup wins in that span. My apologies. It was two with Panthers and Lightning faced each other. But three of the last 5 years, either the Lightning or the Panthers have won the Stanley Cup. They've been in the final all five of those years. And it's just the fact that hockey has grown so much that the Sunshine State is playing such a big role in the National Hockey League is incredible. I mean, and you look at what the league's going to be doing next year with the Panthers getting the Winter Classic and the Lightning getting the Stadium Series a month apart, and then purposely branding it so that the focus is on the state of hockey in the state of Florida. It's phenomenal. It's something that, honestly, when I got down here, I didn't know if that would ever be a possibility, just because, again, it's hockey. It's something involving ice in a place where it's generally 90 degrees. I mean, it's 90 degrees. It's supposed to be in the 90s today. So it's just the fact that it's grown so much and that both the Panthers and the Lightning are doing so much on the grassroots level and doing what they can to grow the game themselves with all their Learn to Skate programs and all the other things they're doing to get kids involved and interested. It's just so gratifying to see, especially now as someone who's covering hockey now and seeing it up close and personal. It's been a lot of fun to see the growth of the sport from the youth level up to the casual fans becoming more diehard fans. It's been really fun to watch and something that is really, truly rewarding to see it progress.
And last thing for you here, Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, kind enough to stop by with us. Jordan, biggest key that you're looking for game three here, what could be the big factor that swings this one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this game's going to have a lot of emotion. We saw that towards the end of game two, and it's just how do the teams handle it and who handles it the best? Who avoids the stupid mistakes that could lead to the other team getting opportunities? And on the Panther side specifically, how are they going to handle Tampa's push? Because, again, they're down 2-0. Their backs are basically against the wall, knowing they have to win at least one on the road to be able to get at least one more game back on their home ice. Tampa's going to come out hard. They're going to come out aggressive. We know how good their offense is when they get it going. Will the Panthers be able to continue the defensive success that they had through the first two games? Is Sergei Bobrovsky going to be able to come up big once again? Are the Panthers going to be able to do what they have to just suck any semblance of life that Tampa still has out of them and make it so that game four on Monday is a potential clinch scenario? It's going to be very interesting to watch. And the fact that it's an afternoon game also plays a lot of factor. How quickly are the teams going to be getting up for a 1 o'clock game, considering the first two games of the series or an 8:30 game and a 7 o'clock game, a 6:30 game. So they've already had the two of the late night games shifting to a weekend afternoon. It's going to be interesting to see how quickly things get going.
He's Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald. He's a busy man covering the Panthers. Cover Canes football. Cam Ward went number one in the draft, as expected. Busy times for you. What are you working on, and where can everybody find your stuff?
All right, so you can find my stuff on the Miami Herald website, miamiherald.com/sports. If you're someone who likes the feel of the actual print product, we print 6 days a week, every day but Saturday. You can find my stuff on social media at X, Twitter, whatever you're calling it nowadays, at J_McPherson1126. As far as what I'm working on, It's a lot of just day-to-day stuff at the moment. I do have a project I'm hoping to finish up in the next couple weeks. I'm looking into the Panthers goaltending department, which is something that Bill Zito masterminded once he took over as GM, with Roberto Luongo leading the charge, Robbie Tallis, the goaltending coach, and just the success that they've had. I mean, you look at, obviously, Sergei Bobrovsky is the centerpiece, but you look at the backup goaltenders that have come through here. I mean, Spencer Knight now starting in Chicago after the trade. Anthony Stolarz now starting in Toronto. Very likely, if things look the way they are, we're going to have a Bob versus Stolarz second-round matchup. Alex Lyon now starting in Detroit. Chris Drieger, when he was here, his first stint, getting selected by Seattle in the expansion draft. The list goes on and on. Just the fact that the Panthers have been so good at consistently developing goaltenders to excel while they're here and then get their big opportunity. It's something that's fascinated me for a couple of years now, and I'm finally getting a chance to actually explore it and have the time to actually start looking into what has gone so right for them for so long. And that's something that, again, I'm hoping to have that done at some point after this Tampa series ends, and hopefully have it as a project that will be hopefully previewing round two, assuming things go right for the Panthers in round one.
We will all be looking out for that. Hope everybody puts that down on the calendar, the pocket organizer, the Palm Pilot. Jordan's got some big stuff coming out, so keep an eye on that. Again, you can follow his stuff and, of course, read his stuff on the Miami Herald website and beyond. Jordan, always great to have you here on the Panthers Insider Show. We mean it. Always great to see you around the rink. One of our favorite times of the day, bumping into Jordan McPherson. So thanks very much for stopping by the show today. We'll see you coming up this afternoon. Should be a fun game three. And, well, thanks again for stopping by the Panthers Insider Show.
Thanks for having me, Doug. And I just want to say it's been an honor being able to sit so close to you while you're doing the radio broadcasts in Tampa. For those who don't know, we're about 4 to 5 seats away from Doug and Billy in the press box in the Amalie Arena. And to be able to see the magic being made so close and personal while it's happening, absolutely fantastic work.
Well, I really appreciate it, Jordan. And again, thanks for stopping by. Great work as always. We look forward to everything you got coming up here down the road. And we will see you coming up this afternoon. Folks, coming up on the other side, we'll take a little bit more of a look at this one today. Panthers Lightning game 3. And then we'll take a little break here and a quick turnaround. 12:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. 1 o'clock today, we're dropping the puck. Game 3, Panthers Lightning. Panthers lead the series 2-0. Big thanks once again to Jordan McPherson for stopping by. And we've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up next. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Good thanks again, Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, for stopping by last segment. Great to get his thoughts, and now we will get thoughts from some others heading into today's Game 3. Again, Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Game 3, Panthers Lightning coming up at 1 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 12:30. Panthers looking to take a 3-0 lead in this first-round best-of-7 series. And so far, the Panthers have done a heck of a job defensively, especially against the big guns on the Tampa Bay side. We had a chance yesterday to catch up with Nico Mikkola, Panthers defenseman, and I asked him what the keys to defending against the Lightning are and what's worked for them so well through two games.
Yeah, obviously we know they scored a lot of goals in the regular season, and they're good with the rush, and we need to focus on that. And I think we've been doing pretty good job so far. And just we need a whole all 5 guys defending all the way, like starting from the forecheck. And I think that's been pretty good. So I just kept that going.
Nico Mikkola there, and now hearing from one of the Panthers forwards, Evan Rodriguez, spoke to the media yesterday as well, and he talks here about the team's mindset heading into this Game 3.
Your mindset can't change whether you're up or down in a series. I think that's the biggest thing. The next game is always the biggest one, and that's been our mindset going all the way back to last year, and I'm sure for the guys over here going back a year before. And yeah, it's one game at a time, and it's, you know, this tomorrow's game's, you know, the biggest one, right? It's a chance for us to take a you know, serious lead in the series. And like you said, they're going to be playing with desperation, and it's just matching that. It's weathering the storm in the first, you know, 5-10 minutes and taking it to them after that.
Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers there. One more from him this yesterday when he spoke to the media. And, well, he talks here about whether or not he feels like the Panthers-Lightning rivalry has been turned up a notch going into the third game of this series coming up.
You know, the more you play a team in the playoffs, the rivalry is going to grow. And I think you saw the same thing last year. There's always, you know, game one, you're feeling each other out. Everyone comes out. You know, everyone comes out swinging. It's first game of the playoffs. Everybody's hitting. And then, you know, as the series goes on, it builds. And, you know, it takes one play here or there to really get the emotions into it. And I think not only our series, but you watch any series, as it goes on, you start to not like the other team more and more, right? It could be the first time you're playing against them. And things happen that you're playing a team, you know, 4 or 7 times in a row, right? You're not going to like them, and I think that's what you're seeing in this one.
Evan Rodriguez there as we get set for Game 3 today. Quick update of what happened elsewhere. Yesterday, Montreal 6, Washington 3. The Capitals lead that series 2-1. New Jersey pulls back to within a game of Carolina. The Canes still lead 2-1 in the series, but New Jersey a 3-2 double overtime winner last night. Edmonton got by L.A. 7-4. Kings lead that series 2-1. Other action today, Vegas at Minnesota 4 Eastern. Vegas trying to knot that series up 2 games apiece. Ottawa trying to stay alive at home tonight, 7 o'clock against the Leafs in Game 4 of that series. And Colorado trying to even up their series against Dallas at 9:30 Eastern. Stars lead it 2-1. Panthers Lightning 1 o'clock today. If you're tuning in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can find us on AM 790 WAEXY in the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler, and Real Radio 92.1. Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app, hit that radio button, top right corner, SiriusXM, NHL Network Radio as well, Channel 91. That's where you can find the game today. Big thanks, Jordan McPherson, for stopping by during the program. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We invite you back for Panthers preview at 12:30. Puck drop shortly after 1 o'clock. Doug Plagans here saying we'll talk to you in just a couple of hours. Just a few hours. We'll be back on the air here getting you set for the Panthers and the Lightning in game number 3. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.